A former dean at English High School in Boston, Sean Harrison, faces new drug and gun charges after police executed a search warrant at his Dorchester home. Harrison was already in trouble, charged with attempted murder in the shooting of a student at the high school, who officials say was selling marijuana for Harrison. A week after the shooting, parents gathered at a meeting last night, called by school officials. Many asked why there were no red flags when Sean Harrison was hired in January. WBUR's Simone Rios was at the meeting and has this report.
For teachers and administrators at the oldest high school in America, to be an eagle is a badge of honor. But the list of charges against the recently hired dean, Sean Harrison, who had worked just 21 days at English High School, had left much of the school in shock.
And it makes us all embarrassed and ashamed because this person is not a representative of the English High School. He does not represent the Eagles, and he is not one of us.
Aiton Worman is the visual and performing arts director at English. Asked if he suspected anything of Harrison, Worman shook his head.
Apparently, we've all been fooled by the reputation of someone who everyone believed to be an honest and good man.
That's a hard pill to swallow for parents sending their children to the school day in and day out. About 60 people gathered in the English High auditorium to hear from school officials and community leaders, many wondering how an alleged drug dealer made his way past the gates. Parent Adrienne Farrar Brewer says she's angry that Harrison wasn't ferreted out before coming on at English.
I want to be guaranteed that the rest of the staff here is not involved in any criminal activity. I want to be guaranteed that my daughter is safe when she walks in this school, and I want to be guaranteed that the people who are supposed to be mentoring her are not complicit in the things that have been going on here.
Superintendent John McDonough told parents the schools ran a Corey check on Harrison and considered two other incidents that had taken place over his years working in Boston schools. One was for pushing a student and the other for making inappropriate comments. But, he says, none of it was enough to cause suspicion.
There simply were not the red flags that we are all questioning. Why didn't we see something before?
The outgoing superintendent announced a hotline to report suspicious activity and said staffing protocols are under review. But for Tomas Perez of Dorchester, whose 16-year-old daughter goes to English, nothing concrete came out of the meeting.
How is this person hired to work with children in schools? Schools aren't supermarkets. They're not stores. You really have to know the background of people who are going to work with children.
Some feel the school did the best it could in vetting Harrison, despite rumors of drug dealing at his Dorchester home and a subsequent police stakeout. English High School mom Angela Gordon says she's more concerned about what she viewed as a low turnout at the meeting. The auditorium was far less than half full.
I'm very disappointed, but it's just a sign of the times. You know, our children are being killed, and perhaps parents are busy. You know, it was a last-minute meeting. I can't fault them.
Despite the blow English has taken to its two-century reputation, some see the fall of Harrison as a simple case of a bad apple. Student Bailey Brewer walked into the meeting with a baby in her arms and her parents at her side.
School's not all that bad. Just put that on the record. The school's very good. And there are people and teachers that you can trust. Him, obviously we couldn't.
The courts will decide whether that's the case. But for now, Harrison sits in a jail with $250,000 in bail and another arraignment coming next week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.